Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everybody, it's Yaz. Good evening. Tonight I'm going to talk about how to deal with conflict with your partner. Let's say that you disagree about something and now you're in a situation where you have to face your partner and you have to deal with how you're going to approach the topic with them to smooth it over and resolve the conflict that you're having. A lot of couples, they argue about a lot of different things. It could be money. It could be cleaning the house. It could be over jealousy. It could be over the children. There's a lot of different reasons. It could be over the frequency of sex. Some couples argue over religious differences. Or it could just be over any particular reason. It could be over family even, or maybe you don't like the way they're doing something. So here's how you need to deal with it. When you're having a conflict with your partner, the first thing that you need to do is when you speak to your partner, you have to pick the right time. And this is key, you guys. You have to, when you approach your partner to talk to them, you have to get them when they're in a fairly decent mood. This will make or break how the conflict goes. If you approach your partner after they're all stressed out, after sitting in traffic, let's say coming back from work, or they had a bad day at their job, or maybe they fought with their boss, it's not going to go as well as it would if you picked a different time. So the time that you pick to talk to your partner is crucial. When you decide to talk to your partner about the conflict that you're having, make sure that your partner is in a good frame of mind, so to speak, because this way they'll hear you out more so than if you catch them when they're all stressed out, you know, in the morning, rushing to work or dealing with the kids. You want to pick the right time to deal with when to talk to them about the conflict. Okay. The other thing that's really important to remember is it's not so much what you're going to talk to your partner about, but rather how you're going to talk to your partner. It's the saying, you know, a lot of times this could happen with anybody that you deal with in your life, okay, that you may have conflict with. It's not so much what you say, but how you say it. So you want to come off, you know, very diplomatic, almost like a business deal. It's almost like doing a business deal or talking to somebody or negotiating with somebody, only in a relationship there's feelings involved. So the way you want to handle it is you want to be very, very, you know, cordial and nice without coming out sappy. You don't want to sound, you know, like you're begging them. You don't want to try to persuade them to come to your side of your, or try to persuade them to, you know, listen to you in a sense that you're right and they're wrong. It's not going to be so much of you being right and them being wrong. It's about compromising somewhere in the middle. So that's what relationships and partnerships are all about. So if they feel that they're going to be attacked, they're going to turn off right away and be very defensive. And you don't want that. You want them to be open. So you have to not be attacking, not criticizing, not bringing up everything that bothered you that they did in the past. You're going to deal with the current issue at hand, okay? And then you're going to move on from there. And the way you do it is you're going to pretty much, you know, you're just going to, you know, be very honest and be like, you know, it really hurt me when you did blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, you explain your feelings without being attacking or criticizing them. Okay. And in the interim, if you really want to butter them up to where they'll kind of compromise with you and open up to you, you could praise them even before you get into that and say, you know, I really love when you do this for me, or you take me out on date night, or, you know, you take the kids or do this for me. Give them a little praise before you lead into what you're upset about, so they don't feel that you're ready to come at them and be attacking. The other thing is, you don't want to get emotional, like overly emotional, where you're falling to pieces and you're crying or you're begging them. You don't want to come off like too emotional, because emotional people always come off in a way. People look at people when they're overly emotional as being weak. You want to be loving. You want to be, you know, kind of like almost like professional with them, but you don't want to come off as weak. You want to be, you know, very strong in your point, but not attacking. That's how you open up, and that's how you resolve conflict with your partner. The other thing is, you have to look at your partner's point of view, okay? You have to see where they're looking at the situation from their point of view. You can't just be looking at the problem from your point of view. You have to look at it from both perspectives, okay? And imagine if you were in your partner's shoes, how would they feel? Or why do they feel the way that they feel? So you have to be fair. You have to be fair. You can't just look at it from your perspective. You have to be fair, and you have to meet somewhere in the middle, depending on what the issue is, of course, okay? You have to just look at the problem and decide, okay, what is the right thing here? How am I going to work it out with my partner? Where can we meet in the middle? You know, you want to approach your partner like, you know what, we're a team. Let's work together. What can we do to make our situation better? If we're having money problems, let's figure out some kind of budget. You know, let's work to save this much. Let's do that. Let's put the money towards here. If you're having a disagreement, you might have to give in on one area, and this way they'll give in on another area. So, you know, it's not going to be 100% all your demands. You know, you have to bend a little bit if you want them to bend as well. So the basic thing is, catch them at the right time. Don't be attacking. Let them know, you know, it really hurt me when you said this or when you did this. Let them know that you're hurt, you know. Don't come off like you're an emotional wreck or that you're begging them. So you don't want to come off begging them, you know, to do what you tell them to do, and you don't want to come off attacking them. You want to be very in the middle, okay? Just imagine when you're dealing with your partner, you're going to like a business meeting almost in a way, and you're talking to somebody that you're negotiating with to try to work out a problem or a deal, okay? And then what you want to do is you want to just kind of, you know, you might even, you don't want to be overly sad. You don't want to be overly happy. You just want to be very diplomatic and firm, but also be understanding and kind, okay? And they should come into it with the same perspective, all right? How you approach it is how they're going to come back at you. If you come at somebody very attacking, their normal human instinct would be to attack you back. So that's why I tell you, do not be attacking. Do not start out with criticism. It's not about attacking somebody or criticizing. It's about dealing with what's the problem and how are we going to resolve it, okay? The other thing is, you just want to work together as a team. and you want to let your partner know, you know what, we're a team, let's work together. You know, I really don't want to do that, but I'll do that for you if you do this for me. You know, it's kind of like you have to negotiate a little bit to kind of work together. Sometimes you have to, you know, meet in the middle, and you have to do it at the right time when you catch that partner. Now, if you're doing all this and your partner is somebody that's just unbendable and will not work with you at all, you may have a problem in the relationship, okay? If you're doing everything that you can and you're trying very nicely and diplomatically and you're not attacking and you're trying to talk into this person and this person is just not hearing you out, that person may not be vested in the relationship the way you are. So they should be trying to work at this relationship as much as you are. The most successful couples are the couples that work together. You know, every couple has problems. Every couple has arguments. But it's the couples that work together to try to mend it or fix it are the couples that last. So remember that. You know, you have to be on the same page. You have to want the same things in life. You have to have the same goals. So that's very important, you know, when you deal with somebody. But these are my tips on how to deal with, you know, resolving a conflict. And, you know, a lot of couples too, they argue because they're busy, they're stressed. You know, you're dealing with work. You're dealing with children a lot of times. You're dealing with, you know, trying to pay your bills or every day dealing with, you know, maybe jobs that you're not happy in or whatever the case may be, outside factors, friends, family that get involved in your business. There could be a million reasons and a million factors that could cause havoc on a relationship, but it's how you handle it that makes or breaks the relationship. And it's the partner that you're with that's willing to work with you. But in the interim, you have to handle it in a very diplomatic way. Not too weak and not too hard. Very much in the middle, in a kind, loving, non-critical way. Just a diplomatic way, getting your point across and trying to work with them, complimenting them, you know, to make them feel at ease, you know, that you're here, you're willing to work with them and make things better. And that's how you should resolve a conflict. And you don't want to wait till things build up and then somebody explodes. You don't want to sweep it under the rug and not face it, because eventually you're going to have to face it. And if you don't face it, somebody's going to walk around very unhappy and there'll be an unbalance in the relationship. So you have to face whatever troubles that come your way and deal with them. And like I said, it's how you deal with them. It's not so much, you know, what you say, it's how you say it. And that goes not only for relationships, you know, romantic relationships, but any kind of relationship that you deal with, whether it's dealing with schools, with your children, dealing with your coworkers, dealing with your family, your friends, whoever you're dealing with, it's not so much what you say. Remember that. It's how you say it. It's the way you do it that will determine how the outcome will end up. So remember that when you're dealing with anybody that you're having a conflict with, okay? You want to be very firm and you don't want to come off overly emotional and almost look at it like it's a negotiating a business transaction, but it's not. It's a relationship, you know, like I said, with feelings involved, but you want to resolve it. And this is the way you do it. Okay, you guys, I hope that helps. If you like my podcast, please subscribe and share the podcast and have a great night. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.